Welcome to an update on some great tips to get your online course marketed into the hands of the right people who are going to get benefit from it and consume it. So you're doing an online course. It could be on Udemy, it could be on Kajabi, it could be a Zippy course hosted on your own website. There are a lot of different choices of where you can put your online course. Some are pricey, some are free. But if you're going for the free option like Udemy, just remember that you don't have ultimate control over how much people pay for it because they do have flash sales. But the advantage is Udemy have got a very big marketing arm, and so you'll reach a lot of people. So however you're going about it, looking at the courses that have done extremely well, you might want to start off using a coupon system and put in some blog posts up, just telling people about your course, offering them a discount to jump in at the early stage. You may also want to sell some products that will help people, a bundle of products along their journey. So if you're doing a watercolour course, perhaps there's some watercolours, some paper and an easel that people can easily buy, and it's a good bargain for beginners. If you're using Facebook, don't forget to have a go at creating a Facebook group. Do keep the topic specific, but not linked to your course. Remember, most people will pick the destination over the journey getting there. So it's aspirational to draw. So it could be learn how to do still life in 3 days, or learn how to sculpt using clay in a month, or learn how to appreciate German art in a day. Whatever your target, you're creating people with a similar passion. Always go with the passion, and then of course your course is going to get them there. YouTube is a phenomenally good way to market your online course because you can offer small snippets that shows your teaching style, which no doubt is amazing because you're choosing a topic that is linked to your passion, but it also shows people your personality. Why is this important? Well, when people are on Udemy looking for a course, very often they choose it because of the personality of the presenter, someone who suits them. And there's no right or wrong there. Different people will be looking for different things. But once somebody has connected with you, then very likely they'll come over and do all of your courses. This is something I've found with my 3 courses. To really leverage this, what you need to do is look at your Udemy announcements, the internal email scheme that is in your instructor dashboard, and write and let people know when you have a new course that's coming up. You can let them know, this is my new course. It's just beginning, still developing, so please try it. And also, if people would be handy for their development to do an existing course of yours, then you can show them some older courses too, and perhaps some learning resources that would suit their journey that you would like to share with them to demonstrate some other skills that you have. If you are looking at doing a YouTube channel, of course, put down some educational content that's got some very great SEO in the title to get the Google search there. But also, how about a few videos that show you and your personality, because ultimately this is going to really show people who you are. So things like, if you're struggling to get a deadline met, then a quick 30 seconds of how you're going to be productive, or if you're at an amazing design museum and you've seen something that changes how you feel about something or how you think about something, then you can share this with them. You're their base of knowledge, their guide, their leader for where they are right now, but you're also a friend. So remember to talk to people exactly how you would a friend if you're in a cafe or in a pub or at the water cooler. And just think that together, you're on the journey together. If you've thought of an idea that you want to do for for your course, then pretty sure somebody else has thought they would like to do that course. So do go ahead with your plans. One good way to start is to get a really big A5 sketchbook or notepad and scribble all your ideas down. And then come back a week later and then organise them into a nice flow. You're giving people a good experience and along the line testing what they have learnt. So this is just an update on some of the things that are working that I can see currently in the Udemy and online course environment. Always be yourself, be honest, be positive about your work and really feel the value that you're offering. And it's going to be probably 10 times more than what the person is paying. Just think how much change is going to happen in someone's life for doing your course, if it's already written. And if it's not, then all the more reason to put it out there. And don't forget, Udemy have a lot of online resources to help you get your course looking good. Even if you're doing your course elsewhere, these are free courses that you can do. So it's a beautiful day, the sun is shining, it's the weekend. So whatever you're up to, I hope you have a marvellous time. Do let me know how you get on with your course and do check mine out on Udemy. I've got How to Be a Tour Guide in Your Hometown Overnight by me, Lita Doolan. It's been a real pleasure talking to you today. Do subscribe if you've enjoyed, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.